This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Finding Your Bliss with host Judy Liebrack, heard every Saturday at 1 p.m. on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Finding Your Bliss, the show that helps you find and follow your bliss. I'm Judy Liebrack, and yay, I'm so delighted to be back here live at Zoomerplex doing our show, Finding Your Bliss, now in its sixth season, right here in the fabulous Zoomer Studios where this all began. So for the last 6 years, we did it on Riverside. We did it remotely due to COVID. So it really feels cool and refreshing to actually be here in the studio doing this live. And we're still going to do some virtual shows, but we'll be here much more often. And the reason we do it virtually is so we can connect with celebrities, authors, and mindfulness experts all over the world. But we will be back in the studio more often this year. So today, I'm so excited to introduce you to a real Wonder Woman. I have to call you that, Tracy. Tracy Erin Smith, who's been on our show before, but she's back with her truly phenomenal book called Flying Solo, Your Story on Stage. And honestly, I don't know if you can see, well, you can't see this yet, but you'll see this in the YouTube version. But this book is dog-eared. It's written up. I've got all these notes in the margins and things because this book is a real game changer. Tracy's going to talk all about the book and some of the incredible shows that she's currently working on, where she's taken an individual's personal story and turned it into a one-person show. In addition to many of her own, she's done 8 of her own one-person or one-woman shows and is working on a 9th one, which we might hear about as well. Later on in the program, we'll be joined by Heather Bolt, the owner and founder of Dottie Clothing. I'm wearing Dottie Clothing right now. I love it. She is so awesome. She designs pretty clothes that are made to flatter and fit your beautiful 40-plus bod, plus, plus, plus. And I'm actually wearing one of these pieces today and feel so good in it. Also, listen to this. Courtesy of Dottie, we're about to launch a fabulous giveaway valued at $200 to shop in her incredible boutique. We'll have lots more for you about that later on in the show. Also, everyone, our phone lines are open. How cool is that? If you want to talk to any of our guests or to me, just give us a call at 416-740-4740, or you can call us toll-free at 1-866-740-4740. But first, let me tell you a little bit more about Tracy Erin Smith. Tracy Erin Smith is an internationally recognized transformational leader and creator. She's the founder and driver of Solo Theater, originating in Toronto with workshops in New York City, Tel Aviv, San Francisco, Vancouver, and the UK. A proud Canadian, Tracy's an award-winning teacher, solo performer, theater director, thought leader, employing personal stories for global transformation. Her work has been seen off-Broadway and on several stages the world over, where she's been awarded so many awards, Best of the Fringe, Broadway World Awards. She's also the creator and host of the critically acclaimed documentary series Drag Heels. Check it out on Amazon Prime and Apple TV. And 2-time Canadian Screen Award nominee. She's a 2-time Diamond First Place Award winner for Best Theater Instructor. And she's created hundreds and hundreds of these solo shows and has performed them on stages all over the world. In 2020, Tracy and her partner embarked on a life-changing adventure and purchased a gorgeous off-grid hunting and fishing lodge in southwest Nova Scotia. Wow, that sounds so good. Along with learning many new things about survival. It's a great place to be creative. And as mentioned off the top, her first book, Flying Solo, very quickly became a bestseller in 2025. We're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about one of the shows that she's currently working on called Our Little Secret, the 23andMe musical, which is currently playing at the Siegel Center in Montreal to rave reviews, standing ovations that go on forever, and much more. And anyway, I could go on and on. Tracy is a much sought-after award-winning performer, director, workshop leader who leads intensives all over the world. In fact, she's going to tell us about an intensive on Monday with one spot and a really exciting thing coming up on Tuesday. We'll tell you about that soon. Tracy, welcome back to Finding Your Bliss and to our premier live show in the studio in over 5 years.
Oh, Judy, you are so amazing. It's fantastic to be here. It's so exciting to be live and in the studio.
Totally, isn't it? It's so lovely. And I want to say, first of all, congratulations again on your fabulous book, Flying Solo, Your Story on Stage. And thank you for your beautiful inscription on the front cover. Dear Judy, thank you for telling so many people's stories. You are amazing. Yeah. And said from someone I respect so much. So thank you for that beautiful inscription and really for the beautiful book. Let's talk about writing your story, because your book makes me want to write my story. And I bet it's going to make a lot of listeners feel the same. It's truly helped thousands of people from all walks of life to create solo performances and memoirs. And it could be a memoir, too. It doesn't have to be a one-person show. It could be creating some poetry, keynote presentations. It could be a TED Talk. And hit television series like you. So this book will not only help you write your one-person show if you're an actor, but it'll also help anyone write a novel, a screenplay, a phenomenal TED Talk, you name it. And again, I want to mention that it can help you write a memoir if you want to write your memoirs. The questions and the prompts in the book are so juicy and so inspirational. They just make you, like, I literally started writing and I was Judy, you have no time to write. You have to get a radio. What are you doing? The book gives you all the tools and more, and I really want to unpack it all. But can you tell us how this all began? I feel like this began like in a living room or something, and George, this really cool person that you met, has told you to go and do this, and you listened.
Yeah, I mean, the origin story was really about me spending 9 years training as an actor, a director, and a playwright, and then graduating from 9 years of that training and working as an actor around town in Vancouver, where I did my final training. And then I had a very surprising feeling, which was like, oh my God, I've prepared all my adult life to do this, and I don't think this is the exact career I want to do.
Wow.
And then I was like, oh my gosh, what the heck am I going to do? Because, you know, you're an adult, you're a young adult, and you thought you were heading in this one direction. Yes. And then I thought, oh, I know what I need to do. I need to leave Vancouver, go back home to Toronto, and become a rabbi. Because that's what you do, right?
Right.
And so I followed that path for a while, came back to Toronto, did a bit of training in that direction, and I was like, ah, it's not quite that either. And then I sat down and I thought, what if I combined my two favorite things, which is sort of spirituality and Judaism, which is my background, and theater and storytelling? Mm. What if those two things sort of danced together and then had a baby? What would it be? And so I took what I love most about storytelling, which is community and the transformational aspect of sharing your own story, and then mixed it with what I really admire about organized religion and spirituality, which is ritual and connecting with ourselves and connecting with something greater.
Nice.
And I was teaching then at what is now Toronto Metropolitan University, then was Ryerson. And I taught a course called Awakening the Creative Spirit. I handed out my own feedback forms, collected them, gave them to the artistic director of that part of the school at the time. She read them and then phoned me, and we had a conversation that changed my life.
Wow.
She basically said, Tracy, I read the feedback forms, and you're obviously very passionate about what you do. Pitch me any course and we'll run it.
Wow.
And it was, I know, it was like at the beginning of The Simpsons when the clouds part and the angels sing, ah! And down came this, instead of like a $1 million check, it was a blank creative check for me to create whatever I wanted and have a place to have a laboratory. So that's when I invented the process of solo, which was then called performance as personal memoir, because it needed more of a university-type name, but it became solo.
You actually have a 13-step process to create a one-person show. Like, guys, it's all in this book. It's really cool. Can you tell us a little bit about this 13-part process? Like, what's involved?
Absolutely. So first of all is making the decision that you're going to get over the terror or whatever is holding you back and actually do it. And then it's about You know, I work a lot with recipe cards or cue cards, yes, or index cards, as you call them. I'm holding one up right now. And it's about writing down, just without editing, all the stories, all the pivotal moments,
yes,
the different turning points in your life, when the you-know-what hit the fan, when the great stuff happened, all of it. And you're going to sort of lay it out in front of you, and I call this your buffet table of ideas and material. And then it's about writing those stories out. So you simply set a timer for 10 minutes. Don't worry about spelling. Don't worry about your handwriting. Just let it pour out of you.
Yes.
This is the raw material that throughout the process you're going to transform using what I call theatrical alchemy. You're going to transform it into something that not only benefits you, but also, and this is very important, contains a gift for the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Something in it that uplifts and helps to transform the audience based on your hard-won wisdom through,
yes,
the things that you have survived.
Yes, yes. I love your, like, I love when you talk about the 10 turning points, and I love when you, again, you say, grab a piece of paper, jot down everything that comes to mind if you were asked to put down all of your past and present miseries into a small bag. Now, I know this is finding your bliss, but once you do that, you do get to the bliss, right?
Absolutely. I mean, sometimes those unprocessed miseries are the dark clouds blocking the sun, because the sun is always there.
Yes.
So it's really counterintuitive and kind of ironic that when you start to walk through the crap is when you can actually get to the other side and find the silver lining in things. And sometimes the only silver lining in going something through terrible that's terrible is that you now have an understanding and a full body, full soul compassion for other people who've been through it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can sit with them and and not be afraid of their pain, not be afraid of their experience, and be a safe place for them to either just sit in silence or to unload.
Totally. And I think we talked about this like before we went on air, but when you're vulnerable and you're real and you're authentic, it always works, right? We know this with Oprah. We know this with Mel Robbins last night. She was so open and authentic and raw. You just instantly love her.
Exactly, because when someone leads by, you know, taking off whatever persona they've built or unmasking themselves and shows you what's really going on, our bodies, our intuition, the trust goes up. And we want to listen more, and we want to be there for them, and we want to do things for them.
Yes, absolutely. There's so many wonderful, I just said this, but exercises, tools, tips, prompts, and examples of how really anyone can pick up this book and start doing the work themselves. I love your exercise, The Character of You. If you were the lead character in a movie, everyone think of who that would be. How would you describe that character? And you suggest that the reader think about these categories. And we won't go through everything, but you brainstorm a list of character traits, their physical description. And I love when you write, what I really want is dot, dot, dot. And you say, be honest. Can you say more about that?
Yeah. So I think this is the exercise, also the exaggerated self, which I ask people to think about their good, the good, the bad, and the ugly about themselves. And if they can only think about the good, phone a few friends, if they have the chutzpah to do it, phone a few friends and say, what are the things that kind of niggle at you about me? And then take all of these traits and put them on what I call theatrical steroids. Really exaggerate all these traits. And then I have them get up in class and do what's called a hot seat in theater language, which just means they stand on stage and instead of telling us these traits, they show them.
Yes.
And then I interact with them while they're doing that. And the irony is there's really nothing exaggerated about it. They're actually just finding the courage to say, this is who I am.
Wow.
And once you can laugh at some of those faults or what we call shortcomings, then you can present the whole you on stage. And people will identify with you much more. Nobody wants to go and see a one-person show about someone's perfect life.
Of course, exactly.
They'll want their money back.
Absolutely. boring, right? Somebody comes to you. Now, I know you're teaching a course right now. In fact, there's one spot left. I might be taking it, but if I don't, there's one spot left.
I would love you to take
this
it.
This Monday, tell us what that's all about.
So Monday, I am doing something that I've only done a few times before. It's a one-day intensive where we really work from breakfast until around dinner. And you go through the entire process, and everyone creates like a 5 to 6 minute piece that we perform that evening for invited friends and family. And someone just had to back out. It's been full for a while, so there's one spot left for that.
Wow.
Plus, the general public can come and see these short pieces that evening at 7:30 on Monday.
That's so cool. And something very cool is happening on Tuesday, May the 13th. Tell us about
and
that.
Tuesday. Oh, thanks for mentioning it. So this book took me, I don't know, 4 or 5 years to write, and it really encapsulates. I've been doing this work for over 20 years. And have been able to distill it down so that people could have sort of have me in their back pocket and do it on their own. And Tuesday night is the Toronto book launch. And we're having it at my first choice location, which is the Toronto Reference Library,
awesome.
Where I've seen amazing authors that I love. And the event is free. It's also a podcast live with the amazing Naomi Sneekis. And it's going to be a bit of a workshop, and there's going to be books for sale, so...
Yeah. Oh, that's so incredibly exciting. Well, we talked a little bit off the top about our little secret, the 23andMe musical, which is just playing to rave reviews. It started off at the Fringe. It went to Edinburgh. It's now selling out at the Siegel Center in Montreal. It's earmarked for a lot of very, very big things. And guess who we have on the line? I think he's hanging in here. It's Ryan Peters.
Amazing.
Calling us from Montreal, and he is actually the composer of the musical. You work together. I'm so excited. Let's see if we can get him on the line. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, Ryan Peters. You're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
I can't hear you too well. Just 1 second. This is live radio, Ryan. One moment. Ryan, I'm here with the wonderful Tracy Aaron Smith, who is the director and dramaturg, and you are the composer. Say hi to Ryan. What would you like to say about working with Tracy on this unbelievable smash hit musical?
Oh. All right. You hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you, Ryan.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you here. First of all, congratulations, Ryan. That's very, very exciting that this musical of yours started off at the Fringe in Toronto, went off to Edinburgh to rave reviews, and now is playing to sellout crowds and standing ovations every night in Montreal at the Siegel Center, I believe until May the 18th. Can you tell us briefly about the musical, what it's been like to be involved with it, and to be involved with Tracy Aaron Smith?
Yeah, sure. Thank you so much. The musical is the true life story of one of my best friends named Noam Tomashoff, who on a lark decided to take a 23andMe DNA test and discovered some big surprises about who his family really was and how many half-siblings he really has. So it's been an amazing ride to work on the show, and specifically in this iteration to be working with Tracy and under her leadership to see the show take its next big step. So it's been amazing all around.
What was the collab like with Tracy? Like, what was your involvement? Where did Tracy come in terms of directing and being the dramaturg? Like, what was her role in the process?
Well, we had premiered the show at Toronto Fringe, which you mentioned, and then we took the show to Edinburgh Fringe last summer for its sort of second step. But the show had been very bare bones, and you know, Tracy's vision in collaboration with the Siegel Center in terms of what the show could be, as she has said before, sort of unlocked if given, you know, a full stage, a full set, a full lighting design, has come to life.
Wow.
And from an audience perspective, because I get to watch the show in the audience, I think very technically speaking, her work with Noam has been really invaluable in guiding him in his portrayal, not only of himself, but of his two parents and some other supporting characters throughout the show. And those lives have really come to life in this production as unique, fully formed, multi-dimensional characters of their own.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. What is it like for you, Ryan, to see the evolution of this show, like coming all the way to Montreal and to be in that audience every night and hear the applause and see people just really loving it?
Yeah, it's totally surreal, completely surreal. The show started out, you know, in my basement. Noam said we want spot at the Toronto Fringe Lottery. You know, let's put a show together. And, you know, we threw it together in less than a week. And so to see it have evolved, you know, to this point is totally surreal and one of those once-in-a-lifetime experiences for sure.
Wow. Heady stuff. Go ahead,
Tracy. I have to say, because we have Ryan on the line, that the music is incredible for this show. And I've heard it now literally hundreds of times as Noam and I and the live band rehearsed it. So I just want to say kudos, Ryan. Your music is a huge reason this show is such a success.
Oh, thank you, Tracy.
This is so, so exciting, and I can't wait to see it. I'm trying to come next week to see it. I know you may not be able to answer this, but what are the plans for the show after Montreal?
It's a great question. Of course I can't answer it, because we're not sure. But as I said earlier, the show sort of exists as a professional production now. So myself and Noam and our producer, Russell, are all really excited about, you know, where the show can go from here. You know, this is a massive step, and it's been amazing to see it evolve, and we hope to see it playing across many stages in the future.
In Canada and the U.S. and all over the world. So exciting. I want to congratulate you. How can people get tickets and come and see your wonderful musical, the 23andMe musical, Our Little Secret?
Absolutely. So it's being performed at the Siegel Center in Montreal. So a quick Google search will find you the Siegel Center's website, and then you can click our big pink icon, Our Little Secret, the 23andMe musical, which will guide you to the ticket link for the remaining shows.
Awesome. And we'll have that on our social medias as well. Thank you so much, Ryan, for calling in today. Break legs, everyone, tonight. I bet there's a show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. We're actually going to go on a short commercial break right now. More with Finding Your Bliss and Tracy Aaron Smith when we come back. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by CREATE, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
CREATE is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. CREATE is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, CREATE is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. CREATE has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? CREATE Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about CREATE Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
And this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740, FM 96.7. I'm here in studio with Tracy Aaron Smith. We're about to meet Heather Bolt very, very soon from Dottie Clothing. And we just talked to Ryan Peters in Montreal about this exciting, wonderful new musical, Our Little Secret, the 23andMe musical. And I'm seeing the gorgeous program right here in pink. It looks so fantastic. And we've been having a wonderful conversation about all of this. And you know, I just want to ask you, if somebody comes in, mm-hmm. what happens? Let's say, can someone do a one-on-one solo session with Tracy Aaron Smith, or is it usually in a group setting?
You know what? That's such a good question. I do occasionally do one-on-ones, but I have to say my first choice is in a group. There's something about doing this solo work in a group, and I think one of the things is that courage is contagious. And so when you watch somebody else take a risk to share, whether it's a slightly taboo subject or something they've never shared before, you can feel the rest of the group exhale and think, oh my gosh, if that's allowed, if that's okay, if they can do it, maybe I can do it. And I think that's one of the reasons that Our Little Secret is such a success, is that it deals with a subject that not many people talk about. And I was lucky at one of the previews that we just had in Montreal to be there with the audience. Mm. And there was a talk back, and everyone just wanted to share their stories that were related to the topic that they had just heard. And that's been my experience since I started doing this work in 2002, is that with my own shows, people come up to me at the end and tell me their stories or are crying, saying, I thought I was the only one. Thank you for speaking about this publicly. And I saw the exact same thing happen with Noam's show.
Wow.
So when it happens in a group, and then also the level of trust and bonding that happens when people are sharing at that level of intimacy and courage. Mm-hmm. And it's not just the hard stuff. I mean, it takes, you want to approach it with curiosity and joy and play. Mm-hmm. That's the only way to survive the shizzle that life throws at us, really,
yes.
is to find, you know, to pass through the eye of the needle and then find a perspective where there is humor and there is joy and there is celebration.
And hope.
And hope and hope. And really, it's such good medicine for the audience because the beautiful thing about the structure of the hero's journey is that the final step of the hero's journey is not just the success of the hero. It's not just the slaying of your dragon and getting the prize. It's taking that prize, which in the hero's journey is called the elixir, which literally means a powder for healing, a balm for healing wounds. It's bringing that hard-won treasure and wisdom back to the home tribe to elevate the home tribe. So that's what I love about this process. It's not just for the individual. It's for the greater good.
So fantastic. You suggest there's five main reasons, everyone, to tell your story. Self-reflection and personal growth, healing, inspiration, to build connection with others, and it's a living scrapbook. Can you say more?
Oh, wow. It's a living scrapbook in terms of it's like, instead of having a scrapbook with pictures and words, you've created a living piece of theater that marks a certain time in your journey. It can also be a tool for shedding extra weight, and I mean like psychic weight or whatever extra stuff you're carrying that's keeping you from the sun. It's a way of purging and taking off, you know, like snakes shed their skin. It's a way of letting go, working through the past so you can let it go. The whole point of telling a story is to release it and let it go and then go live more adventures
yes.
that you can then make other shows about.
Well, you write exactly about that. You say, you talk about confession and confessing, which can be a release. I mean, like we hold everything in and it's stuck inside of us. Maybe something you're ashamed of, something you've bottled up. How is it healing to confess and then to like exercise it?
So these are, Judy, you're amazing. So really my work is connected to two very ancient words, exorcism and confession.
Yes.
And an exorcism, they are both related to getting something out of you that should no longer be there. And sometimes, if you remember the movie, The Exorcism, like she levitates, her head turns around, she vomits. It's not always
pretty.
Because sometimes these, you know, demons, for lack of a better word, or just entities that shouldn't be in your system anymore, they will fight. They don't want to be brought into the light, because into the light they die.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so sometimes this is where I get to dance with people's resistance. You know, because an understandable fear will come up when people are sharing certain things.
Mm-hmm.
But once they share it and realize, oh my God, the earth did not open up and suck me in. I didn't die. Nobody turned around and hated me.
Mm-hmm.
Then they've got this material they can then work with.
Awesome.
Because it's out of the body and the psyche and then becomes material for creativity.
Wow. Wow. So it's healing for the person, for the
Absolutely.
Performer, but it's healing for the audience who can all experience it. And theater is made when you have both.
Yes.
Right?
I was just thinking, you know, as you said this, the audience gets a micro dose of the catharsis
wow.
that the person who went through the process had.
Mm-hmm. So fabulous. There's so many great exercises in the book. One of them is your 10 turning points, a turning point in your life that was pivotal to who you are or how your life went after that. You talked about the buffet table, but can you say something about those? Because I think that's such a great place to start, is what were all the turning points?
Absolutely. If you ask people for their turning points, you're always going to get gold. Because the adventures that we go on, we were on a certain path, a certain trajectory, and then either we made a decision that changed our course, or something happened to us that we did not choose that changed our course.
Yes.
So pivotal moments are one of two different kinds, and they're very different. When you take agency, when you have agency to make a choice, it has one kind of flavor. And when something else is dropped in your lap, it has another.
So great. And I love when you do these 10 minutes, like set your timer for 10 minutes. How hard is that, everyone,
right?
It's just 10 minutes. You know, do it on your phone, do it with a clock, and just go and write. It's so cool.
And it works because it tricks you. You know, if you sit around waiting for the feeling of I'm going to write now, you'll just sit there starved to death.
Totally.
You really need to – the setting the alarm is the loving kick in the pants that just gets you started.
I love that. I also loved, and I know you mentioned this earlier, your tool of the buffet table, which includes music you're thinking of using, costume ideas, nursery rhymes, childhood lullabies, characters you want to create and that you want to play, quotes that relate to your theme, set ideas, all of it. This makes me want to do it right now. Can I ask you, Tracy, about Noam? What was it like working with him and watching him take this need to tell his story, this fabulous story about that he discovered he had 35 half-brothers and sisters, and really turn it into a show that is really resonating with audiences?
What a gorgeous question. Noam is as brave as he is brilliant. And when I saw the show in Edinburgh, I flew myself to Edinburgh to see it there because I knew I was going to be directing the next version, and I needed to experience it sitting in an audience.
Wow.
And it was brilliant. It was brilliant. That's why it was a hit. And I also felt that there were aspects of what he had been through that weren't in the show yet. Because what he went through is something enormous. Mm-hmm. And when you go through something enormous, it has a massive impact on every level mm-hmm. of your person. And so when we got together in Toronto several months ago to do a workshop, mm-hmm. I gave him writing prompts, like I would someone in my class, mm-hmm. to target what I felt was missing from the show at that point.
Right.
And this brave soul, I'll try not to get emotional talking about it because I was so impressed with him. He went there for the first time. And
wow.
And because he was able to do that, we got such brilliant, beautiful material that helps to take the audience, helps them to understand, even if they've never been through a situation like this, mm-hmm. the way that we have the show now, they will really get what the impact was on Noam and how he kind of had to crawl back and reassemble himself after that.
Yes, reassemble his life. What do you love about doing this work? Your eyes filled with tears as you were telling this story. What do you love about this?
Wow, it's hard to put into words, really. Because there's nothing I'd rather be doing with my life, with my time on Earth. It really is sacred work when other human beings allow you into that space where their fears live, where their pain is, and allow you to be a guide, a midwife, an ass kicker, whatever's needed in the moment to help them exorcise this stuff and then turn it into something hilarious, creative, moving. Something that helps to heal their pain and also gives the audience. It's just, that's what I love, the entire friggin' process.
You're being an angel on this planet. You're being a rabbi. It's everything. And just looking at you, my goodness, I wish this was on video right now, and it will be eventually, but I wish this was on video for people to see your tears and how your faith, just you feel this. This is your passion. This is your purpose. This is your calling. This is finding your, this is what this show is all about. So God bless you. You're a beautiful human being, Tracy Erin Smith. You truly are.
Judy, it takes one to know one. And I thank you so much for your time and your beauty as a soul.
Thank you so much. We still have so much to talk about.
Yeah.
Somebody's listening and is dying to do this. What is your best advice to someone who just wants to tell their story?
Don't think about it. Just do it. I'm going to steal from Nike. Just do it. Mm-hmm. Really. Here's another weird thing I'm going to say. Satan is a liar. And what I mean is any of the thoughts you're having that are getting, that are stopping you from speaking your truth, it's not coming from a good place. Mm-hmm. Find, don't be silly about it. Don't stand in the middle of, you know, Young and Bluer and blurt it out. Find a safe place. Find a friend. Find a hotline. Find one of my classes, someone else's classes.
Yeah.
Find a safe place and go tell the truth and then make something out of it. It will change your life.
I hope some people listening are going to get in touch with you. Everybody, get this book, Flying Solo, Your Story on Stage by Tracy Aaron Smith, available everywhere. It really is so inviting and so, it just is so inspiring. It makes you want to do it in some form or another. It's fabulous. There's a question we ask everyone at the end of the show, and of course we're going to ask it to you, dear Tracy Aaron Smith. What is bliss for Tracy?
Oh my God, bliss is co-creating with other human beings.
And she can't even get the words out because she's so emotional. God bless you, I'm telling you. What is the best way for people to contact you, Tracy, connect with you on social media, and get a copy of your beautiful book, Flying Solo?
Thanks for asking. Solo.ca, S-O-U-L-O.ca. Email is Tracy, T-R-A-C-E-Y, at solo.ca.
I love that. Thank you so much for being
here today.
Thank
you so much.
So lovely to do this live, wasn't it?
Oh, gosh, amazing.
I just love that. Thank you. We're going to go on a short commercial break. More with Finding Your Bliss and fashion designer Heather Bolt when we come back. And I'm asking you to give us a call at 416-360-0740 or toll-free at 1-866-740-4740. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by CREATE, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
CREATE is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. CREATE is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, CREATE is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. CREATE has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? CREATE Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about CREATE Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We are back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740, FM 96.7. And I just want to do a wonderful little mention of another segment sponsor that we have on the show. It's Ashford Cleaners. This segment is sponsored by Toronto's finest dry cleaners, whom I've been using for over 25 years, and that's Ashford Cleaners, Toronto's best fabric care since 1995. And we're so happy to introduce our listeners to this wonderful family-owned business, not only cleaners, also dressmakers as well. Welcome, Ashford Cleaners, to Finding Your Bliss. And welcome Heather Bolt from the beautiful Dottie Clothing, fashion designer Heather Bolt. Welcome to Finding Your Bliss. Let me tell you a little bit about Heather. Heather is the founder and designer of an awesome clothing boutique called Dottie, and she designs clothes for real bodies and for women who like versatile, elevated essentials and who like to have fun with their style. She says fit is at the core of every single design, allowing women to feel empowered and confident in their outfit. I'm wearing one of her outfits right now and I feel that way. Each silhouette is purposely designed to be figure flattering over your beautiful belly and sexy back. Life is too short to wear boring clothes, ladies. It's time to embrace your body at this age and stage and have fun dressing it. When Heather was in university, she found herself sewing and altering pieces, and her roommate finally asked her, lovely roommate, I love this girl, why you were considering law school when it was clear that you should be working in fashion. And you realized that your roommate was right. So after completing the fashion design program at the Academy of Design in Toronto, you worked for a number of international fashion brands and then realized there was a demand for sophisticated and flattering pieces for women that wasn't being met. So Heather Bolt, owner of Dottie Dress Studio, says, Women were telling me they weren't comfortable going sleeveless at the office, so I designed something stylish and flowing that was universally flattering, machine washable and wrinkle-free, with locally sourced materials, all made in Toronto, all made in Canada. Heather remains the hands-on as the sole designer, overseeing all aspects from initial sketches to marketing to final sales. Heather says her inspiration for Dottie comes from helping to lead and inspire every kind of woman. Heather, congratulations on Dottie, on your beautiful clothing, and welcome to Finding Your Bliss.
Oh my goodness. I'm gonna write that down. That was the best intro I've ever heard in my entire life. Thank you. Thanks for having me, Jamie. This is awesome.
Thank you so much. Heather, congratulations on your beautiful clothing. And I have to give a shout out to Leslie Gottlieb, because this all started on her Hey, It's Leslie, on her Instagram page and her wonderful The Hey, It's Leslie live show, seen every Friday at noon. And I saw her on her page, your page, Dottie Clothing, and on her Instagram as well. And I couldn't get over, she's a very beautiful girl, so we know that.
Yep.
But I couldn't get over how confident she felt in the clothes, how good she felt about herself. And I just said, wow, this, I've got to go to this place. And that's how I contacted you. We did a really cool Shutter shoot, and we're doing another one right now. It's very exciting. And I just want to ask you if you can tell us briefly about your clothing, because it's really taken off. And I am wearing this beautiful black t-shirt, but it's fancy, and it goes with jeans, and it goes with skirts, and it's beautiful. And I bought a bunch of things the other day. That was so much fun. What was the inspiration for it? How did this all begin and evolve?
It goes back to when I had my own wholesale agency, and I used to represent about 9 different collections throughout the U.S., Canada, Europe. And I had a lot of retailers at this one point come in and asking me if they knew of any other wholesalers that had dresses with sleeves. And I said, well, that's crazy. There's got to be, like, someone around here has to be wholesaling dresses with sleeves. But they wanted dresses that were appropriate for work. There was a little bit of a dress craze going on at that point. Nice. And so the beauty of a dress is you're dressed in 30 seconds. It's the best thing in the whole wide world. And I remember back at the time, I had 2 kids at the time. They were toddlers, and I definitely wanted a dress because you could easily just zip it up, throw it on, get your shoes on, you're out the door. So I thought, you know, that's really interesting. And the retailers couldn't find any dresses with sleeves. So I knew a factory here in Toronto, and I thought, you know what? Like, I've always wanted to design something. Let's give it a shot. So I made some. And because I was a wholesaler, the retailers would kind of answer the phone, and they were like, yeah, I'll give your dresses a shot. So I sold them, made some more, sold them. And at the time, I'm thinking, wait a minute, I might actually be able to have my own brand. Like, this could actually be happening for me. So I thought, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm going to risk it. And I'm going to shut down my wholesale company. And so shut everything down, started designing Dottie from my house. I literally, all my kids' closets were full of dresses. The basement, everywhere was full of dresses. And I just started, I was selling more to retailers at the time. So I was wholesaling it, but they were selling out, which was like a dream come true. And then at 42, I had my second marriage, and we were having a baby, and I was very tired because there's a reason you're supposed to have your babies in your 20s and 30s.
Yes.
Like, I get it now.
So true.
So I thought, this is too much. This is way too much. And the other two were school age, so they were very busy. So I kind of shut down that side of things. And then I'm not even joking here. I have done every business model known to man for this business. So I started doing Dottie parties. And I would literally take a rack to someone's house and I would curate the rack. Do you have women who work? Do you have women who stay at home? Like, I'll curate the rack. Are they medium, large, extra large ladies, or are they extra small, small, medium? That kind of a thing. And those parties worked really great if people showed up.
Right.
It doesn't always happen.
Right.
And then, of course, after a few of those, you know, over the course of a few months, I realized I'm schlepping my little baby to all these parties, the other two, because all of those events happen in the evenings and on weekends. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, this is not sustainable. I can't do that. And then people started asking me about the one-of-a-kind show. Oh, you should do that. And I thought, that's a Christmas craft show. Why would I ever But no, as we realize now, it is a phenomenal show. It elevated my brand big time. I ended up getting a contract with the Royal York Hotel. So all the women in the library bar there wear all my dresses. As uniforms, the Allura Mills Spa, they all wear my wrap dresses. So it was a really great place for exposure for the brand, which was great. So that's a long, long-winded way to say, here we are.
I'm so happy you did all of this and that you followed your passion and your calling, because honestly, I have one of those wrap dresses right now, the black one, and I absolutely love it. The fabrics are fabulous. You say choosing the fabrics is your happy place.
Yep.
But I have someone on the phone who's been waiting, and I think she's in a car in Montreal, so I think we should get to her. It's Leslie Gottlieb on the line.
Yay!
Hi, Leslie.
Hello.
Nice to see you at Mel Robbins last night. How are you doing?
Yes, I am still on such a high from Mel Robbins, and then an additional high from this Finding Your Bliss episode in the studio with Heather and Tracy. I mean, I'm just floating. This is amazing. Congratulations.
That's so awesome. I want to thank you, Leslie, because you look so gorgeous in these clothes that I think you've become sort of one of the unofficial models of Dottie Clothing. You're all over her website and all over her Instagram, and for good reason. You look beautiful, but you also look happy and comfortable, and that you're feeling good and feeling confident, which is so important. And so many of us don't feel that way in our clothes. Can you tell us about Dottie and the clothes and how you feel about it? Because I think you're really helping the brand, because that's what brought me to Heather.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. And, you know, I have to say that the brand is helping me. I want to say that, you know, straight away, because Heather has helped me, and her clothing has helped me, because, you know, I have, you know, in my journey as a woman, as a person, my whole life, I've always, you know, struggled with my self-esteem, my self-image, my weight and things like that. And it has been not always the easiest thing for me to, you know, put on clothes and feel a certain way and feel good in my skin and feel good in my clothes enough to even have someone, you know, if someone took a photo, I'd be actually ruminating and having anxiety. Oh, what's it going to look like from this angle and that? And, you know, when I connected with Heather, which it's funny because it's only been a year of us knowing each other, but she is such a wonderful, genuine, authentic person. I feel like I've known her forever. And the way, you know, she puts forward the empowerment, the self-love, the encouragement for women to embrace their curves, embrace who they are, and love who they are at every age and stage. It's something about it, the way she presented it to me, it really just accessed something and really helped me start healing this side of myself that has always shied away from, you know, thinking, oh, you know, if someone asked me to be in something, I'd be like, oh no, like I, you know, like setting up the diet or, you know, just all of a sudden just trying to think, okay, well, I've got to look a certain way by this date. But when Heather started asking me, you know, would you like to be in this photo shoot? I was like, oh, that's wonderful. And yes. And she was just very encouraging, like as is, you know, you don't have to change, just as is, you're beautiful. And through Heather, through Dottie, and also the strategic way that she designs the clothes, she's so thoughtful in how a sleeve happens, how the fabrics fall, how things are sewn in the back. And I always put on her clothes and feel gorgeous and beautiful. And I've seen these photos and I love how I look, and I am genuinely happy. And the experience at the photo shoots, it's just an energy of positivity and encouragement. And yeah, sorry, that was a bit of a valedictorian speech, but
Leslie, you're making Heather cry. I don't know, maybe there's something to everyone's crying, but yep. Heather is very, very emotional right now. Can you tell us about the tears and about what you feel when you hear what Leslie has to say?
Leslie, you are beautiful, and not only outside, but inside. And it's funny, my husband's in advertising, and years ago he said to me, what's your why? And at the time I was like, I don't know. But one of the reasons why I continue to do the one-of-a-kind show is I get to see my clients, or even new clients, come in. My best-selling sizes are large, extra large, and 1X. And those ladies come in and they don't love trying on clothes. They don't love shopping online. So when they come in and they find something that they love and it fits and it feels good, it's powerful. And I realized what my why is I really love helping middle-aged, midlife journey women,
yes,
I guess, find their bliss and find something. Like when they put on a blouse and I've got gathering across the back and you can't see any of the back rolls or it flows over their tummy and they're like, I've never, ever bought clothes here before.
Yeah.
And then they live in it and they wear it like crazy. That's meaningful to me. And I want, I'm not allowed to swear on the radio here, so I can't say what, but I want women in their midlife journey to remember who the F they are.
Yeah.
I want you, life gets so, you get to this age and stage and you're like, okay, like the kids and the husband, like the this and that. And all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, who am I? And you've got a whole other second half of your life to go. So let's just put on a really great top and get out the door and a beautiful dress and feel good and confident. And Leslie, when she first came to model for me, I'm telling you, I mean, Leslie, you know I love you from the inside out. And I'm just going to put you in my pocket and carry you everywhere so you can scream it to the rooftops. But when she looks phenomenal in my pieces.
She does.
She does.
No question.
And
thank you.
Phenomenal, sweetheart. And I want every woman who buys my pieces. Like I have clients who have 65 of my pieces, 35, 45, because
I believe it.
They love that. They love that feeling. They
the
love
feeling of
good.
The fabric, the feeling of all of it. I felt the same way in that black t-shirt and the jeans that I wore. And then Marcy, one of my best friends, came right over to go shopping because it's just, the stuff is fabulous. Everyone, you got to check out Dottie Clothing. It's on Manor Road in Toronto. There's an Instagram. What is your Instagram handle? We're going to say it again at the end.
Yeah, it's at Dottie, D-O-T-T-Y, Clothing. And the company, so at on Manor Road there, it's a design studio, but we are open from 11 to 4. And it's just a really fun place to come and try things on.
So great. Leslie, what's the best way for people to follow you? Because you're doing some great stuff too in these gorgeous clothes and otherwise.
Yes. Thank you. People can connect with me also on Instagram at Hey, it's Leslie G. And then in due time, I'm actually launching my Fun First community for fierce female founders looking to level up together. It's called Erapreneur. And so if people want to learn more about that, they can follow at erapreneur.co.
That's
so
awesome.
There you go.
have an amazing time in Montreal. And thank you so much for calling us. We're so happy you were part of the show today.
Oh, I'm so grateful. Thank you so much for having me on. And just have a blissful rest of the show.
Thank you so much.
Leslie.
Thank you.
Talk to you. Okay, bye.
Bye.
I'm actually going to New York, Heather, to visit my daughter, and I'm so excited because the clothing and the fabric seem so packable. Can you say more about this and how you take care of the clothing? What's the best way to clean it and look after it?
One of my missions as well is to create clothes that don't wrinkle. So every single fabric, as you said, when I go fabric shopping, it's my happy place because that's actually where I get the most inspiration and creativity. Every single time I go, I think, oh, goodness, like I better make sure this one doesn't wrinkle. I do the little wrinkle test where you kind of scrunch the fabric into your fist for, you know, a good minute or two. And if I open it up and it's wrinkly, it does not make the cut. Mm. Because who wants to get ready for a meeting or a corporate event and you put on this really great blouse and you get into your car and you put on your seatbelt or you take the TTC, whatever it is, and it's a wrinkled mess. And then you don't feel polished, you don't feel professional, you're like, oh. So everything has to be wrinkle-free.
Oh, so good.
Everything is machine wash, cold water, hang to dry. It has to be. Even the t-shirt you're wearing, it's made of bamboo. Mm. It is the most comfortable, spongy fabric. It's lovely. It has a really beautiful drape to it, but it's also just a t-shirt fabric. But because it's machine wash, hang to dry, it's super easy to take care of. Oh. There's no dry cleaning going on here. I'm too lazy for the dry cleaning.
Although everyone else, for all your dresses, gowns, and other clothes and pants, go to Ash for cleaning. Courtesy of you, of Dottie Clothing, thank you, Heather. We're doing a wonderful giveaway valued at $200, and you get a lot of value for that, I know.
Yeah.
The contest is live right now, and all you have to do, actually starting at about, I would say, 2 p.m., it's going to be fully live, 2:15, is enter To enter the contest, just go to my Instagram handle at The Bliss Minute for all the contest details. And we'll basically ask you to like the post, tag two friends, follow at The Bliss Minute on Instagram, and follow at Dottie Clothing on Instagram. The contest is going to be live very soon, the minute I get off the air, and it closes next Friday, May the 16th at 3 p.m. I just want to ask you, Heather, like in getting ready to close, how you would characterize Dottie Clothing and what really makes it stand out from all the rest?
I believe because it's not designed for, I mean, I do have some women who are in their 20s that love my stuff, but it is really not designed for the younger woman. This is specifically designed for you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. I kind of go across the gamut. I do that on purpose because that midlife woman is very much overlooked in fashion, in advertising. And I find it important that there's something for us to wear. I want to, personally and for my clients, we all want to look on trend. We don't want to be too trendy because, you know, I don't want to wear a little crop top that looks like I took it out of my 22-year-old's closet, but maybe I want it a little shorter because it's on trend. But I also, I really want that midlife woman to embrace who she is, feel comfortable doing it, and doing whatever, working, retirement, traveling, whatever it is. But I also really, I want everyone to feel really, really good and empowered in their clothes because there's a lot going on. And the hot flashes, the everything, the not sleeping.
You want to feel good.
You want to feel good.
We've got Jen very quickly. But before we get to Jen Cobden, who's been so patiently waiting, what is bliss, very briefly, for Heather Bolt?
Oh, bliss for me is my family, definitely.
Yeah.
And bliss is me helping. I love when women come into the studio and they're so excited. I really do. That's my why. I love when they come in and they're usually a little bit tentative, like, oh, I'm an extra large and I don't really typically buy things like that. And then they leave with a big bag of goodies and they feel really, really good. So
I love that.
Is my bliss. I love helping women get dressed.
Thank you for bringing bliss to so many women, myself included, and you're just amazing. Everyone, check out Dottie Clothing. We have Jen Cobden. We only have about 30 seconds for this call, but hi, Jen, you're on the air.
Thanks so much. Okay, I'm going to ask a very quick question.
Yes.
Heather, when you are sort of designing a new collection or for the next season or what have you, I've always wondered, like, how do you start? Are you looking at other designers, other brands, like where do you get your ideas from?
Hi, Jen. Thanks for calling in, darling. You know what? There's a few trend agencies that I go to. So I look at all what the Pantone color of the year is. I do tend to go through a lot of websites as far as like Anthropologie, Banana Republic, Zara, Smythe. Like there's a whole bunch. Like I just to see what everyone else is doing. And then I'll go to the fabric place and pick out some really awesome fabrics. So that's I love it.
Jen, when she comes back, we're going to talk more to you. Thank you so much for your call today and have a wonderful weekend. I want to thank you so much, Heather Bolt, for being on the show today. What is the best way for people to connect with you again on social media, on your website, etc.?
Okay, it's the website is Dottie, Dottie.ca. Everything is made here in Toronto, so it's .ca. And it is at Dottie Clothing. And email is heather@dottie.ca. So always reach out if you're having issues trying to figure out what size you are. I'm always there to help.
That's so awesome. Thank you all. Each week we spotlight fantastic people like Tracy Erin Smith and Heather Bolt who are living their bliss. So if you're an author, artist, designer, meditation or mindfulness expert, therapist, actor, dancer, life coach, writer, or really anyone who has found and is following their bliss, we'd love to hear from you. We also love to feature singers on the show. So if you are one, write to us at FYB at findingyourbliss.com. I'm also the Bliss Coach. You can write to me at FYB at findingyourbliss.com. I'm on Insight Timer, the number one free coaching app, coaching destination, and meditation destination. Boy, live radio, I forgot. All you have to do is search up Judy Liebrich. And of course, you can always follow us at The Bliss Minute on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. I want to thank our wonderful guests for being on the show today. Thanks to Meg Ruffman, Siobhan Kylie, producer Eva Shabatai, Olivia Vigiani, audio engineer Giuliani Annunziello, Ben Thomas, senior editor Lauren Kaminsky, video editor Sierra Brown Rodriguez, audio producer Vaz Gazi, and everyone here at Zoomer. And of course, course, a big thank you to our sponsors, the Create Fertility Center, and also to our newest segment sponsor, Ashford Cleaners. For everyone here, I'm Judy Liebrack, reminding you all to breathe, be happy, and take one step closer to finding your bliss.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.